A shooting in Canton leads to prison time for the gunman. 30-year-old Marcello Richardson of Canton was sentenced Monday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp to 9 to 13 and a half years. He pleaded guilty to charges of attempted murder and felonious assault. They included gun specifications. On January 4th, Richardson shot 37-year-old Devin Spencer three times at a gas station on Mahoning Road Northeast. He also shot into the back of a car in which a 4-year-old child was sitting. As part of his sentence, Richardson must register as a violent offender. The Stark County Grand Jury will consider an indictment for the legal guardians charged in the death of a 3-year-old Canton boy. The case of 42-year-old Demetrius Givens and 37-year-old Jamie Thompson of Canton was bound over Monday after they waived their right to a preliminary hearing in Canton Municipal Court. They are charged with involuntary manslaughter and child endangering. Givens and Thompson allegedly refused to properly feed and care for the boy, causing him to starve to death. The activity occurred between October 1st and May 4th. The child died at Mercy Hospital May 5th. Givens and Thompson remain in the Stark County Jail on $1 million bonds. A Massillon man has been sentenced to 9 months in prison for his role in the dumping of the body of a woman who died of an overdose. 38-year-old Victor McCoy was handed the punishment Monday in Tuscarawas County Common Pleas Court. He pleaded guilty last month to charges of gross abuse of a corpse and failure to report a death. McCoy and 36-year-old Ashley Morris of East Sparta dumped the body of 27-year-old Katie Fuller. It was found along North Orchard Road in Sandy Township in November 2023. Fuller's family had reported her missing to Canton Police nearly 2 months earlier. McCoy and Morris were linked to an address Fuller visited. Morris pleaded guilty in February to gross abuse of a corpse and was sentenced to 6 months in the Stark Regional Community Corrections Center and 2 years probation. Malone University is eliminating 15 full-time and 12 part-time employees as it reallocates services. President Gregory Miller informed employees of the changes Monday. Among the jobs being cut is Vice President of Student Development. Employees will report to Provost Christina Schneiders. The department will merge with the Center for Student Success and the Office of Multicultural Services. 5 full-time resident directors will become part-time. Malone is adding positions, including a dean of students, associate dean, and campus pastor. 8 new full-time faculty members will be added in the fall, while 2 part-time workers will move to full-time status. Miller says adjustments will re-image the way to do work and gain fiscal efficiency. The Louisville School Board Monday held a reception to honor retirees, 20-year veterans, and various student groups, WDPN's David Schurer reports.
16 retirees, 8 20-year veterans, 38 choir members, 5 wrestlers, 18 basketball players, 14 speech and debate team members, along with their coaches, and 2 student representatives to the board received recognition. The board graciously accepted contributions totaling $7,845, approved the 2025-26 handbooks for various activities, and set graduation for 7 p.m. Thursday at the stadium, weather permitting, or at the high school if not, and set May 29 as the last day for students.
A new trial date of July 29th has been scheduled for a Wellsville man charged with attempted murder. Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton Monday approved a motion for a continuance from the defense attorney for 35-year-old Michael Stacy. He cited a need for additional time to review information with his client. Stacy was set to be tried June 3rd. A new final status hearing is scheduled for July 21st. Stacy pleaded not guilty in December to counts, also including felonious assault, attempted aggravated arson, abduction, and trespass. He allegedly used a blunt object to strike a woman October 17th. Wellsville police found all the burners on the stove open. Stacy is being held at the county jail on $100,000 bond. Youngstown police say a 15-year-old girl was run over during a fight on the city's east side. It happened early Sunday on Himrod Avenue. Officers responded to a home for a report of a pedestrian accident. Girl was found inside a house with leg injuries. Police say the teen had been fighting with another female when a vehicle driven by a man drove over both of her legs. The victim was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. She is in critical but stable condition. An investigation continues. A man has pleaded not guilty to charges resulting from a crash that killed a woman and one of her children. 66-year-old Walter Bolt of Struthers was arraigned today in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. He was indicted last week on charges of aggravated vehicular homicide, aggravated vehicular assault, and OVI. He was arrested Monday and is being held in the county jail on $250,000 bond. 44-year-old Angela Brown of New Middletown was northbound on Route 170 near New Middletown March 3rd when her car was hit by a southbound pickup driven by Bolt. Brown was pronounced dead at the scene. 15-year-old Jason Daff died and her 12-year-old son was seriously injured. Bolt's blood alcohol level was 0.215. No one in either vehicle was wearing a seatbelt. A 10-year-old Warren boy is dead following a single-vehicle crash in Solon. The Highway Patrol says it happened Sunday night. 29-year-old Benjamin Hoke of Warren was eastbound when his SUV went off the roadway, overcorrected, rolled over, and hit a guardrail around 7 p.m. Max Davis was ejected from the vehicle. He died later at a hospital. The patrol says seatbelts were not in use at the time of the wreck. Hoke and his passengers, a 34-year-old Warren woman and a 6-year-old Youngstown girl, suffered serious injuries. They also were taken to a hospital. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.